It is a February afternoon. Get home safe. Nice little cool change. I'm sure you'll be able to sleep beautifully
tonight. Too hot, Marco. It's been too hot.
And it is Eat Better, Live Better month here on the run home with thanks to our great friends at Dynamic. Darcy Moore is a young gun at the Collingwood Football
Club
these days.
Had to be Collingwood, didn't it?
And he joins us here in Melbourne's home of footy. Good to see you, Dust.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Jeez, you're looking tanned and strong, mate. Have a look at him, Ox. Doesn't he look good?
He does look good. He does, to admit.
He's looking a million, million dollars. Tell us about the pre-season, bud.
So it's been long, longest one in history, but there's a really good feeling down there at the Westpac Centre and very, very strong vibes. So we're eagerly awaiting the start of the season, just like all
good
the fans.
Dust, was it when you got in there and you knew what pre-seasons are about, you were probably advantaged a little bit because your dad has been through the system and you've actually grown up a bit with AFL VFL players. Is it what you thought it would be?
Yeah. I feel like looking back on it, my preparation for it and the way the club sort of prepared me, I feel like there's been no surprises. I often get asked that, what's the most surprising element of the program? And I really don't have an answer. It's just I feel like I was ready for it and the club prepared me really well. And, of course, the dad wasn't much help because I don't think pre-season exists.
No, it would have been. Diet, and it is, we are doing a month of looking after yourself diet-wise, and Dynamic have been awesome for us. Yeah. For you, diet, how important is it? Because you're a big lad. What are you, 6 foot?
Six foot seven. Yeah.
So you'd be hoeing down a bit of food.
Yeah, there are days when the hole in the bottom of my stomach doesn't get filled. That's for sure. So you got to shovel it in. Yeah.
So what would you in? Do you know what you're eating in calories? Are you pumping in thousands and thousands of calories?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, we don't really look at it like calories. It's more so just in proportion to the amount of training you're doing. So you've obviously got to refuel and get ready to go again. It's such a hectic physical schedule that, you know, if you're training 15, 16 Ks for 2 or 3 hours, you've got to have to, you know, put enough food back in to replenish during the day and then at the end of the day. So, it's obviously hugely important. But in terms of counting calories, we don't go that far. Mm. No.
Sounds like you're busting the play to me, and you've been out with the toe.
Yes.
How's that coming along with the intra-club game? I think it was
Thursday night. Yeah.
So you didn't play. What's happening with the toe?
Yeah, look, I just just had a bit of a freakish setback and was in a moon.
Not a break or anything?
No break, just a little bit of a sore ligament. So 2 or 3 weeks in a boot and now I'm just getting fit again. Fortunately, we've got time. We've got 5 or 6 weeks until round one, so I can afford to sort of take time and really get back running on top of the ground, which is I was doing pre-Christmas.
So you won't play Thursday. Who we got? You got Hawthorn on
Thursday
down at Aurora, so you'll miss that one. Mm-hmm. Are you a chance to play in the NAB Challenge at all?
A bit of a sniff, but it's just session by session at this point.
Okay.
We haven't really looked further than, you know, the next week, so we'll see. I haven't taken a step backwards in my rehab, so it's been
And where
positive.
Have they been positioning you? Where are you going to... Are you looking forward?
Yeah,
are you looking back? Are you looking in the midfield?
not quite. I've just did 9 weeks as a key defender before Christmas.
Okay.
So, it's been good down there with the likes of, you know, Brownie and Jack Frost and Ben Reid as well to learn off. So plenty of guns down there. So it's about learning lessons, mate, just being better than I was the day before. So, at the moment that means down back.
Ox, this will bore you, but I want to know from Darcy. I mean, obviously the pre-season this year has been enormous and, you know, if you listen to this radio station, you watch the website at Collingwood, everyone knows what happens in the pre-season. What about the pre-season last year? So you're still playing junior football. What sort of stuff were you doing in that pre-season to prepare yourself for what you're doing now?
Interestingly, in November of last pre-season, I finished my last exam, so I was in year 12.
Yep.
And I had a bit of a different pre-season. I got on a plane 2 days later and went to the US for 9 weeks. So just travelled around there with a mate and then met up with Dad, and we did a little bit of, you know, skiing and a bit of altitude training in Colorado for a couple of weeks.
Now that's a pre-season.
Came back mid-Jan.
Getting ready for the Tech Cup.
And then came back mid-Jan and then had about 8 weeks of training. So 21 weeks, I think this one is this time around at Collingwood. So it's it's either end of the spectrum, that's for sure.
Who's the bloke that's taken you under his wing and really, you know, shown you the way?
Dane Swan.
Yeah,
no, no one's Swan. I'm not saying that for all the wrong reasons, but You'd probably want someone who's going to play either the similar position or a similar style.
For sure. In recent weeks, having Ben Reid around, sort of we've both been in rehab together, and he's been invaluable both with rehab and then on the field. Obviously, we play a similar role. So I've had experience playing at both ends, and so has he. Obviously, he's one of the best in the comp at it. So he's been really good to chew his ear off, and we've just managed to be able to be pretty much at the same point now with our rehab. So we're doing a lot of running together and a lot of training, and no, he's been a really, really good resource, that's for sure.
Well, thanks to our great friends at Dynamic. It is Eat Better, Live Better month here on The Run Home. So tell us some of the things that you've been doing, Darcy, a little bit differently, health-wise, since joining the Pies.
Yeah, well, it's more so just preparation. So I can't really afford to come home and have an empty fridge and not have anything to you know, shovel in at
the end of
the day.
You had to learn to cook yourself.
I have, yeah. And I'm the youngest of four kids, so after I finished school, that was it. So we don't have much of a routine in our house. We're all traveling and moving around. So often I'll have to come home and cook for myself. So,
what's the specialty?
So you are still at home?
Yeah, still at home. So, clever. Family travels a bit. Smart. So I'm usually got the pad to myself, which is always nice.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. Got the upstairs. So what's your specialty when you cook for yourself?
Cook for myself. Oh, Dad makes a mean bolognese, and I've got that recipe down pat. Right. Yeah, I can replicate it pretty well.
But Dad's not home much now, is he? Dad travels a hell of a lot.
Yeah, he travels heaps. So he works in resources based out of America. So so he travels, you know, 6-8 weeks at a time, and he's been away for about seven weeks now. I think he's doing it, getting it all done now, so that then by the time the season starts, he can stick around and just
annoy. Do you reckon he'll do that? Do you reckon he'll come to most of your games?
He claims he won't, but like I know he will. He'll annoy me. He'll get in my ear.
Is he overbearing?
Nah, not at all. He's very passionate and he loves it. Yep. He's just a mentor, really, when it comes to the game, and he just wants the best for me. And you know, I feel like, yeah, he knows exactly how good I am and how good I could be. So he's always good to have over my shoulder and give me a bit of input whenever I need it.
Did he give you a nudge? I mean, you're the last of four, you're saying. Was there a time in your life as a footballer where maybe you were stale and Pete came over the top and gave you a push?
Not really. It wasn't like I went stale. It was more so I was about 15 and we just kind of had a bit of a chat, and that was the moment when I kind of decided that I was serious, and this is the way I wanted. I wanted to pursue.
Was there a point? Was it something that he said, or was it, you know, was it what you're going to do in the future, or was it?
Yeah,
you know?
It was more so. I felt I started to at my school. I started to know a few guys that were getting picked up, and I felt a little bit of frustration and impatience. Like I wanted it to happen to me right away when I was about 15, 16, and so we kind of said, all right, we've got 2-3 years. What are the best outcomes? What do we want to achieve to prepare myself for an AFL lifestyle? So and that around that time happened to be when me and Bucks started to, you know, catch up regularly, and he was important in that as well.
The life and the balance of a footballer versus away from footy. Mm-hmm. You mentioned at the start the longest pre-season ever. Is it really important for you and for the club to get that balance right between life and football and family and friends and just getting that balance absolutely perfect?
Yeah. Well, as you say, it is really important, and it's something that the club I've not been surprised with, but I've really noted was it's spoken about so explicitly. So it's, you know, stated that we're all people, and, you know, we're more than just footballers. It's just an important part of our lives. And fortunately, with a long pre-season and it's a pretty regular regimented schedule, so you can sort of, you know, have the same day off every week, and then you can find a bit of balance and a bit of routine in that way, in pretty well in the pre-season through November and December.
So you'll study this year as well, or you have a year off, or you'll go straight?
I've completed first year at in my course, so I'll just keep the ball rolling on that, do a couple
already
of subjects this semester. Yeah.
There you go. No, last year.
I was going to say, because, you know, we hear all the time about players, you know, one, it's the level of training you're doing, but two, it's the level of the amount of time that you're at the football club, and how you balance that with study, because you seem pretty, you know, studious to me. So how do you balance that?
I haven't actually started yet, so I'll start studying in 2 weeks, so ask me then.
You mentioned Bucks before. As a coach, is he Is he a tyrant? Is he? Does he know?
Yeah, he's a shocker.
A tyrant.
Does he know how to pull? Does he know how to get to you? Because, you know, finding the right mechanisms to get a player to perform and get a player to get the best out of them. Has he been able to find yours?
I think so. And I obviously we've got a long way to go. I haven't played a competitive game yet, but I feel like I have a really strong relationship with him, and I've got heaps out of our interactions every time during the preseason, and I feel like his philosophies and a lot of his ideologies about the game, but also, you know, about life. I feel like I see eye to eye with him in certain important ways, which is always important with anyone, any influential figure in your life. I think you need to see eye to eye on certain things, and I feel like Bucks has a good ability to do that with his playing list.
All right, the most important question of the interview, bench press.
Uh-oh.
What did you start at and what are you at?
Test me. Started at about 70.
Yeah, not
when
bad.
When I came in.
Pretty good.
Actually 60 when I came in, I'm flattering myself.
Yep.
And then I'm at about 95, well, 100
have you got,
now.
You've got the 100?
Yeah, got there.
Not a bad...
Foot injury did help, that's for sure.
Punching out the weights?
Seven gym sessions.
And who's the strongest down there? Is Travis is he the biggest lifter down there?
I would assume so. Everyone's kind of on a bit of different strength
programs.
And conditioning programs, but I'd say he'd be right up there, that's for sure.
Now, that is a very important question, but the most important question, Darcy, is girlfriend at the moment, lad? What's happening?
No action at the moment.
Single?
So, yeah, single.
No action at the moment.
There you go.
You've just won me over. Hey, Darcy, thanks, buddy. It's great to have you in the studio. And good luck in 2015 and your career.
Cheers, guys. Well, thanks for having me.
He's not getting any action at the moment. I love the kid. CollingwoodFC.com.au to join as a member in 2015. You heard right, girls. And don't forget, Dynamic are offering $20 discounts on all Dynamic orders over $50 by simply using the code word SEN. Check out dynamic.com.au.